You're listening to SBS News.
In October 2017, the then senior media advisor to Michaelia Cash, David Degaris, admitted to tipping off the media to raids on the Melbourne and Sydney branches of the Australian Workers' Union. The AWU National Secretary Daniel Walton claims it was an attempt to damage the union's reputation.
We think when the full case is run, when the documents are presented in front of court, we are hopeful that the judge will see that this has been a massive overstep and misuse of political resources.
The raids were part of an investigation by the Registered Organisations Commission into donations by the union to activist group GetUp a decade earlier. Federal court in Melbourne has heard Senator Michaelia Cash sent two letters of referral to the commission in relation to the AWU in the months before the investigation was launched. The union's lawyer, Josh Bornstein, says the senator had an obvious political interest in the investigation.
The AWU will seek orders declaring that the entire investigation, including the AFP raid, was unlawful, was motivated for improper political purposes.
Senator Cash initially denied knowledge of the raids and the media tip-off in a Senate committee hearing, but hours later changed her position.
At the earliest opportunity, I came to this committee and I advised that I had been made aware that a staff member had unfortunately misled me. I did not lie.
That staff member was David Degaris, who resigned immediately after confessing to being responsible for the leak. In court, the former senior media advisor was asked to reveal who told him of the impending raids on the union offices, but Mr. Degaris declined to say on the grounds it may incriminate him. The court adjourned to consider whether he should be compelled to answer. Another refusal could lead to charges of contempt. Lawyers have also argued that conversations held between Senator Cash and her staff fell under parliamentary privilege, but that argument was rejected by the court. Lawyer Josh Bornstein says Mr. Degaris will be followed on the witness stand by the senator's former chief of staff and the senator herself on Friday.
If the court makes a finding in our favour, then I think Michaelia Cash is in a very difficult position, and she'll need to make some decisions, I think, to reflect any adverse court judgment.
The Minister's office has released a statement saying the matter is between the AWU and the ROC. The Minister is not a party to the court case and never has been. The trial continues. Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.